Welcome everyone again, it's Pamela, and thank you for resting on behalf of all beings. It's very rare for the human tribe to gather together and rest. And just in the spirit of confirmation and celebration, I just want to speak about this, that we are this already free, natural spaciousness, which was never conditioned. Now it appears after we notice that's who we are, that it appears there's a deepening and an unfoldment, and that's very true in terms of the embodiment, the body-mind. And out of compassion, each one of us will notice the remaining suffering in the mind or in the emotions or in our communities or world. And that invokes us to be present and stay with something, you know, just for a few heartbeats longer than we normally would. Each one of us has a distraction app in the mind that wants to keep us from staying a little longer with anything that allows the postponement of the noticing of the deep abiding rest and the formlessness in all forms and functions. So none of this is personal to us. Even freedom isn't personal, it's what is. So just opening it up to what you're noticing, what touches you, any remaining ideas that burden the system. Everything's welcome here. So just once again, to speak, just press *6, and then when it feels complete, *6 again to mute. All right.
Hi, Pamela.
Hello.
Hi, it's Caroline from the cottage in north of Toronto. Hi.
Hi, dear.
Hi. It's lovely hearing your voice and being on this call.
Likewise.
I want to kind of address what's been coming up that's been quite challenging here.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the floodgates have been opened. And there's just so many issues, so many things coming up to be looked at. It's almost like I find it puts me into a panic state. When I sit with what is coming up, I see that there's a lot of fear, obviously, but what it seems to be around is this loss of control. And this feels much bigger than any other time that I've had the loss of control, issues. In my life situation, there are things that are being pulled from under me. And it seems like every time I turn around, there's something else that's leaving. And it's okay. I've asked for this. I mean, I asked, spirit or, the universe to show me, to show me what is this that's still, holding on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's showing me, a lot of things, and yet it's bringing up a panic. So,
yeah.
I've asked, I've gone into fear, and I've asked, what is it, that you need in order to rest? I think there's so much panic there. There's no answer coming.
Yes. Yes.
So this is where, I feel I'm stuck. The other thing I notice is that when there's panic, often the question is asked from the Caroline character and not from, the stillness. From spirit,
yeah.
from the openness.
Yeah.
So, So that
stillness is aware of all that, right?
You are right, stillness. Right.
Yeah. And just add a few drops of golden compassion. Because
mm-hmm.
it's the instrument, as you know, the body-mind is feeling rocked and overwhelmed. We're just letting it know you're here as presence. A little bit of compassion, a few drops. Almost as if the spaciousness was reassuring the body-mind that it was safe. It's safe, it's safe. And nothing has to hold on or let go. Would that be all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's more room to breathe, to be. And what's noticed in this moment?
There's more spaciousness, but there's also kind of a fear around being on this phone call. So
yeah.
I feel spacious, and then, you know, then the fear comes because I'm, you know, when I let go, it's very spacious, and then the mind kicks in that I'm on the
yes.
phone call, and
yes.
you know what. What am I going to say next?
Right. And just tell it, rest, rest, rest. We're safe. Really honoring that, I'm calling things lately apps. That's the worried love app in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So just, it's safe, it's safe. We're amongst friends. And sometimes to the mind, if it resonates, I say, thank you for your love. When it gets, when it starts to swirl or gets agitated or overly protective.
It appears to have calmed down.
Oh, good. And can you thank it for that?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so courageous when restlessness comes to rest. And just see if it resonates, if you can feel into the nervous system, like your musical strings. And just some compassion for them, because they're absolute sensitivity and resilience, but all they know is the sensitivity. So you're just sort of bowing or being with. And does it let it in, the loving?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, good, good. Does the body mind know it's safe to rest? I know you do.
Yeah, I think the body-mind doesn't, you know. Okay. It's kind of, it's feeling a little, it's letting go because it's starting to feel safe.
Good.
But it's not like a complete surrender. It's just a little step.
Yeah, that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, the way a wild animal would keep checking to see what was true and then could relax and check again and relax. And honor that very ancient wisdom in the body. And if it resonates, you could just say to it, it's safe to rest, it's natural, it's safe. And is it letting that in, that invitation?
Slowly.
Yeah,
it is.
Very good. Thank you.
interesting because the mind just kind of, just a little tweak goes and says that it feels safe now, but later it won't. And then you'll have to tighten up. And so I say to the mind, you know, thank you for trying to protect me, you know, and, you know, thanks for your service, but, you know, but anyway, it quietens a little bit. But it's interesting how that function just keeps popping in.
I know. Well, for some reason, it feels, that function feels threatened by deep relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
As if somehow it will mute or dull the awareness. And actually, the contrary is true. So slowly, slowly, we're helping it notice that awareness is always aware. And that relaxation actually has a subtle and natural strength that supports everything. It's not just formless and expansive. It's really rooted and strong and practical. Thank you for staying with it that long, Caroline.
Mm. Thank you, Pamela.
Well, much, much love. Let's catch up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Pamela.
Yes?
Charlie from South Berkeley.
Hi, Charlie.
So, actually, I'm still shook up from last night because I called friends up in that. I mean, I text friends in Napa, and their house was very sort of internally sort of pretty. All the bookshelves fell down.
Yeah, let me just inform folks, Charlie. We had a 6.0 earthquake that was very, very powerful last night. But all is well here, and deep bows to anyone who had to clean up their house, and hoping everybody's okay.
Yeah.
So just feel into your body, mind, Charlie, and just soothe it a little bit.
Well, I have to say that lately, my physical condition, you know, it's very troubling to me, and I feel very withdrawing from the world. So.
Yeah.
Sitting on the edge of the bed and thinking, what's going to happen next? And I was really, like, it passed, and that's fine. But so much has actually been happening because there's a deepening connection to a deep trauma I had a long time ago from not learning to learn Hebrew to do bar mitzvahs, which also had something to do with my father and alienated me from Jewish religion or the spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten connected. There's a woman who does these movements, which are the vowels in Hebrew, and it somehow, I can't explain how, it's like this little Tai Chi movements, but it's melted some barrier to that.
Wonderfulness.
And
can you feel that little bit of tremor or trauma in the system now?
There is still, yes. I think there is this real issue with my body and not taking care of my body as well as I could.
Can we go be with it, Charlie?
Yeah.
And just a little tenderness, which I know you as the awakened heart are good at.
Yeah, there's deepening. I mean, on a integration of something, but then it goes back to, you know, it can go, my mind can take over.
Yes, yes. The mind is very powerful. So can we honor the deepening, the unveiling of what is, just for a moment, just the way you honor life and truth, honoring that within you.
And
do another bow, Charlie. I'm your pushy friend, right?
Well, I wish the world was pushy like you.
So just stay with it a little bit longer. Just a little tenderness, that tender regard, which includes the respect, which is so lovely.
So much has happened lately. It's really, so I mean, positive things, and but there is a overwhelm in my center of my chest.
Yeah, so let's go be with that. Now, it doesn't want words. It wants some compassion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also how to be with the grief of that, for whatever circumstance in life, I wasn't able to get it together to take care of my health issues better than I have.
Okay.
And there's this almost this holding back of really wanting to feel the deep sadness. There's definitely a shell about.
That's
about
very natural, Charlie. So let's go in. We're just really honoring all that oceanic depth and sensitivity there. It's actually rather precious, even though sometimes it doesn't feel like that.
And actually, I have to throw in this other little note. Zalman Schechter Shalomi passed on July 3rd, and he was a great influence in getting, opening up the contemporary Jewish spirituality so people could really practice rather than just the outward ritual.
Yes. Was he the luminous being in Boulder?
Yes.
Oh, I met him once. He's a delight.
And his partner, Eve, on Care Bridge, has, after he was buried a day or so later, has been writing about her grief process.
Very nice.
And it's so moving. I mean, she's a very articulate person and a deep, wonderful heart. So she's sharing it, and it's. I'm feeling it. I mean, I'm feeling how she just has the courage to be with whatever is happening each day from her grief.
Yeah.
And that's opening me up.
Good, good, good. And just take a moment to express devotion and gratitude inside to that with words or just.
No, I can.
Like an inner vow.
I've. There's some, I don't know how this wordless way one does bow to it.
Wait, I have to repeat that. It's so beautiful. A wordless way one does bow. That's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe one more of those. Or an eternal one of those.
Yeah, the eternal one would be Actually, Pamela, I have to say that it's actually almost more out with me lately. I somehow have difficulty in the studio I live in, but when I go out, I do actually literally have a conversation there's redwood trees in this complex where I live, and there's flowers and grass, and in Berkeley there's a lot of trees. So there's a lot of communing with the urban trees that is very grounding.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Very nice, Charlie. Thank you for checking in, my dear. I will see you Thursday, right?
I guess so, yeah. Thank you very much, Pamela. Thank you for being here. I'm glad you're safe there. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, Pamela. This is Chris in Cyprus.
Hey.
Hey. Pamela, I found a new app running in the background. It's not a new app. It's an old app, but I found it newly.
Yes.
Draining the battery.
Mm.
It's a performance app which says that I should perform mm-hmm. well.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has a sort of a monitoring function.
Right.
That checks how I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then a sort of a chastising function.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good to notice that.
Yes.
So that actually was in service to role play in the old days, right?
Yes. Yes, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
So here is one that's no longer required now.
Yeah, it needs retiring.
Yeah. And just a little compassion for it, because it's, Papa G would say it was in place for millions and millions of years, so it's probably tired and a little brittle.
Brittle, yes.
Yeah. And just bowing to it.
Yeah.
And letting it know it's safe to rest, that you don't need role play services anymore. You can just be. It's also what that app would like, just to be.
Yeah.
So can it notice that you're safe as presence? You don't need to perform anymore, you can just be? I know you know that, but just checking to make sure that function notices that.
Okay. Yes.
Wonderful. Very good news.
Yeah.
It's funny how the conditioning feels it's not safe to be, that doing this is safer.
Yes.
Yeah, so
it is.
Slowly, all that conditioning just notices it's also presence, and that its deepest pleasure, as you know, is beingness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a sense of calm, now.
Wonderful. And this uniqueness that you are, that all of us, that we are, is very, very precious, you know? So a lot of times we'll notice in the non-dual pointings, it's all about sameness and oneness. But we can celebrate the uniqueness that's actually inherent and isn't part of role play. Just celebration of oneness and sameness. And I find that also relaxes a lot of those apps.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Pamela. Thank you.
Good to be with you.
Yeah, too.
Pamela?
Yes?
This is Mary in Colorado.
Hello.
Hey there. And I had a questioning from when you were asking us to see if we took in that it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, verbally, the mind was saying, no, is it safe? But the body or some part of awareness was relaxing.
Wonderfulness.
So then I listened to which part?
Well, the mind is up in the crow's nest. Remember that phrase? That means that little place on top of the boat?
Yep.
You know, and its job is to look towards the horizon. And in the mind's view, that means looking into the future. And then into the past. That's why the mind doesn't feel safe, because it's not noticing the present moment.
Right.
Yeah. So we can honor that. I mean, that was just a survival app, really.
Okay.
But we want to invite that part of the mind, the protective part of the mind, to notice and come rest into the present moment, meaning reality. Because otherwise it's up there and the mast is swaying and screaming, yikes. Yeah, so just inviting that mind to notice the present moment.
Okay.
Yeah, just in your own unique way of satsang inside.
and the mind then pays attention to the body, which feels relaxed.
Aha, very nice.
Yeah. Okay. And then I had a related question. I'm caring long distance for my 90-year-old father, and I decided that basically whatever he wanted, I would get for him, because he liked to have me order things online. And I thought it was all good, because it was making him happy. And then I hear from people that know more about medical things that some of the things I've ordered, while they're not real harmful, they're not good for him. And I think that's kind of looking into the future, because in the present, he was so happy to be getting his favorite gum.
But at 90, they're allowed, they don't have to worry about their health so much.
Right. Okay.
What a lovely, gorgeous, long life, you know, so they can indulge in a little bit of,
right,
you know, less healthy than healthy things.
Okay, doesn't have to worry about the T's, doesn't have to worry about G-E-R-D. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, and, you know, what I do notice about presence and also presence when it's so-called elderly is that they feel respected when you listen and honor their desires or needs or...
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, a lot of the main pleasures of life, you know, physical activity and you know, going out of the house and doing, having adventures and stuff, that needs to say gets limited in the 90s. So, it's okay. He has his smaller pleasures.
Okay.
Yeah.
He will get his spearmint gum. Okay.
That's right. I mean, how wonderful.
Thank you, Pamela.
Oh, thank you, dear. Thank you for honoring your dad.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Pamela? Mm-hmm. This is Catherine from Indiana.
Hello, dear.
Hi, you were here a long time ago. I don't know if you remember.
I do. I came to visit you, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I loved that visit.
I since then, have become more and more restricted physically, disabled.
Oh.
And, it's been very interesting. The body is has a lot of pain and immobility, and you know, so there are many, many things that I have do with great difficulty. Simple things, and many things I can't do. And so, you know, one of my questions has for a long time has been how do I work with this? What is this for? How do I use this? And sometimes I think I get it and sometimes I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I have, I'm caring for my dad. I was interested in the woman who was just talking before me because I'm caring for my dad to send.
Wow, you have a lot on your plate.
I have a lot on my plate, which wouldn't be a lot if I were able, but it's a lot just because you know.
You're caretaking two bodies.
Two bodies, and yeah. So, feeling unsafe is something that comes up periodically, but not as much as I would have thought. I mean, because here it is. You know, you always, or I in the past, always, you know,
worried about what if something bad happens. Well, something bad has happened.
Oh.
And here I am. So, you know.
You're still here, yeah.
I'm still here. But I guess one of my questions is, what is it for? How do I work with it?
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty simple. Basically, I have to quote Papaji. He said, when we have our two wings outstretched, our compassion wing and our wisdom wing out, then life is more of a glide rather than a lot of flapping, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the body insists on invoking us as kindness or compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
So yeah.
Just in this moment, it does give it, sometimes I think of compassion as golden. Just giving it a few drops of that tender regard, like we're just bowing to the remarkable nature of the body. And like Lao Tzu's kind-hearted grandmother, we're just giving it some compassion and kindness
mm-hmm.
and respect. And how does it respond to you as kindness or respect?
With some opening in the heart and in the solar plexus, that gets tight a lot.
Okay. Now we want to feed the opening with gratitude. Just a few thank yous inside.
A thought pops in, which is that this body has done a lot of work for me.
That's right.
Yeah,
and thank the mind as well for honoring the body. That's a rare thought, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's thank
and
you,
it's
thank
still working
you.
As hard as it can.
Yeah.
Harder, actually, because everything is harder.
Mm-hmm. So we're just noticing that the body and the mind are all giving. And we're taking a moment to really bow to that and comfort it. Presence to presence, life to life.
That's really all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
Yes. Yes, that's clear seeing, isn't it? What is?
A disabled body attracts a lot of judgment. Kind, a lot of it.
Oh.
But a lot of, wanting to help or wanting to fix or, which is easy to sort of absorb, I think.
Okay.
Maybe that's it. Sort of, it's not right, it's not okay. You
mm-hmm.
have to fix it.
Yeah.
Well-meaning.
Right, nice
you
said.
Know.
See, that's that worried love app that everybody gets.
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe can we show the body its true nature?
because that should lighten everything. So just ask the body, before it became a body, who is it really? And we don't have to know, and it doesn't have to know. It can just look behind the scenes, so to speak, or into the heart of matter itself.
Yeah. It's just, it's a point of reference.
Very nice, yeah. Mm-hmm. And ask it before it was a point of reference. Inviting it to let you feel its naturalness before even that wonderful function.
It was just like an energy, a light.
Yes, energy.
It just made a pattern.
Oh, the energy just made a pattern. That's beautifully spoken. And ask it how vast it is so it uncontains itself. Inviting it to sort of spread its wings, formless wings.
Yeah. I'm not, or whatever I thinks it is, not stuck in it.
Yes.
Or with it.
And did it feel like it, lightened and became more transparent, the body, just for a few moments?
It felt like it.
Very nice.
Dissolved and.
Oh, it dissolved. Very nice.
Just sort of floated out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And ask it if it can notice that's always what is, and it doesn't have to condense or contract to function. Just inviting it to notice that.
Yeah.
Because then the sparkle comes back?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll still be practical about attending to whatever the body needs or its challenges, but the main medicine is compassion and helping everything see its true nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And take a moment just to bow to how quickly it returns back to its unconditioned naturalness. Because I find that really stunning and like jaw-dropping almost.
Yeah.
You gave it just a little bit of satsang and it all just self-liberated. Now here, especially when I was taking care of my dad, I wasn't doing it full time, but still, sometimes the body would contract and there would be this deep exhaustion.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would just thank it because it's just trying to, oddly enough, help and kind of enforce a natural retreat if we do too much. But we don't really need that because we can be discerning and in balance without having an app, you know,
right.
Enforce exhaustion to get us to rest and retreat.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I still operate with that thought, and I know it's not true,
mm-hmm.
but the thought that the body's problems are an excuse for not doing.
Oh, but see, that's a little harsh conditioned thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
It picked up some spiritual conditioning that wasn't the full truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in this moment, say no thank you. You can be very firm with the mind when it offers you an unpalatable, you know, lifestyle or thought.
Can you give me a pointer about how to keep this more available
mm-hmm.
as I'm just going about my business?
You mean like a kinesthetic feeling so the body sort of roots and rests and stays open?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I really think that Papaji thing really helped me, that just thank you, I love you to the body all the time, devotion and gratitude.
Okay.
Yeah. And if some movement to protect or like an artificial exhaustion just overtakes you, just even thank that for protecting.
Okay. And pain? What do we do with pain?
Well, pain, oddly enough, I would invite it a little closer. Because it's a practical function that's designed to draw awareness to an area of the body that needs some loving kindness.
Okay.
But in the human tribe, for most of us, we've ignored it so long, it becomes like a car alarm that's overreacting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So in this moment, can you enter it just as that warm, compassionate presence? Just, I'm here. Like stillness is just speaking to it. I'm here. I love you.
Feel that getting softer too.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, I for one, and probably many of us, were really in devotion to the wisdom teachings and overlooking that natural respect and kindness that brings everything to rest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the body has a wisdom too.
The body hasn't. I didn't hear.
The body has its own wisdom.
The body has its own wisdom. Very accurate. So a few more bows to that.
Yeah. And instead of making it wrong.
Exactly. Instead of making it wrong.
Yeah.
Beautiful satsang, Catherine.
Thank you so much, Pamela.
Oh, thank you, dear. It's a delight to be with you. I really enjoyed my visit at your place.
Oh, I loved it, too.
Okay.
Talk to you after all this time.
Much, much love.
Same to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, it's Ken.
Hello, Ken.
How are you?
Great.
I was just sitting here and nor do I have a question exactly, but it was seeming that as the presence or awareness or consciousness, whatever you want to call it, is realized, that actually it's only a separate self that realizes it. It's almost like there has to be a dissolution of that separate self in order to know awareness. And so as I was sort of feeling into that, I was noticing the sensations in my body as there's sort of a relaxation. And if I close my eyes, there's still, like, my mind is looking for a location for this awareness. And if I have my eyes open, it's sort of distracted by the objects that are around me, even though there's a feeling, or sort of a felt sense of that larger space. I don't know if it makes any sense, but...
Oh, it's very clear. Yeah. Beautiful noticing.
And it feels, I don't know, it's not, I wouldn't say it was troubling, but it's sort of like the, I guess it's my mind, is sort of looking for, okay, so let me see it, feel it, hear it, be it, whatever, you know what I mean? It's always this, like, a little something more rather than, like that looking for a location. If I close my eyes, I can feel myself really relaxed and a sense of that space, and yet there's still, like, okay, well, where is it? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Separation.
Well, the mind is actually just looking for confirmation of what is.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks for it through, thought and emotional confirmation or a sensation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So just ask thought what would satisfy it forever. Because it's getting bits and bites of satisfaction?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think it's not so much as there's a thing, but it's like a word comes up, if the mind could just stop.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah.
And ask it to look deep inside itself and notice that it's actually deeply at rest, deep down or behind the scenes. It's interesting, that's its longing to rest, to stop.
But it actually already is.
Yeah. That's its resonance. Everything's resonance is
right. Deep
abiding.
Oh, so in its own seemingly perpetual activity, it's actually coming out of abiding in rest.
Beautiful, yes. Only something that's animated by deep relaxation could be that active. I mean, it's very impressive, actually.
Well, that's very helpful. I hadn't even, it hadn't come up before. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, and the mind was trained that if it sort of gobbled up all the wisdom, then it could rest and relax open, like its job would be done.
Mm.
So it keeps postponing its return to its unconditioned naturalness because it needs a little bit of more wisdom or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so we're just inviting it to notice. It is the same life itself.
Mm. And I guess the same goes then for the sensations that arise or the emotions or the feelings that arise. They're all arising out of that deep rest.
Absolutely.
Even though as the thoughts come or the feelings or the sensation, it seems as though they're, it's like they're generated from something else or they're.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, okay, I see. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the main app, one of the main apps is perception of other, meaning other than consciousness. And there's a lot of divine creativity that goes into convincing awareness or innocence that
emotions are this and that and not presence, and mind is this and that and not deep stillness.
So it's tapping in really to the origin of everything.
Lovely, yeah. And then helping everything notice it is that, because then it can rest with occasional moments of tap dancing or practical creative intelligence.
Right.
Yeah.
It's almost like the feel of this is almost like a hitting the one domino that knocks all the rest of them down.
Hey, very nice. Game over. Everybody wins.
Yeah, exactly. thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I can feel that, actually.
Hello, Pamela.
Oh, hold on one second. Thank you, Ken. Does that feel complete?
Thank you. Yes, it does.
Oh, great. Thanks. Okay. Who's that?
Hi, it's Danny.
Hey, Danny. Welcome.
Hey. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry, Ken. I butted in there. I thought he'd clicked off. And I've just wanted to say hi and, again, thank you. And, Ken, that was a great share because it's been something that's been rattling with me, too. So, it slowly, actually, in the last few days, was sorting itself, but this really kind of put the cap, you know, that one
very
domino,
nice. Yeah.
As he said.
Yeah,
so.
I think at this point, that's why everything was flaring up a little bit, was just because it was so ripe for resting.
Yes, it does. It seems to, there's this, like you said, the mind wants, thinks it needs a little bit more wisdom before it rests.
Exactly.
But the problem is, that's the eternal loop.
Exactly, because wisdom is infinite.
Yes. So the mind loves to play that game with me.
Yeah.
So.
And it still gets to have it all, because it's still going to keep on noticing, because that's its pleasure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it's getting easier to just... just this morning, before this call started, I had the realization that, you know, the... kind of what Ken was talking about, I think, at least the way I interpreted it, the sense of, you know, when the eyes are open, the objects. But I realized consciousness has no other way to experience this except through my senses, through this not my, the senses of this form.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, of course it's going to feel like it's just housed here and I'm not that and there's objects, and when in reality, no, that it's, I couldn't even be aware of it if consciousness wasn't contained in consciousness.
Yes. Yes. Wonderful noticing.
I also noticed that I feel like a babbling idiot a lot lately. I open my mouth, and for someone that used to be quite well spoken, now most of the time I open my mouth and it's just sort of gibberish. It's as though the
Well, certainly not in this moment.
What?
Very clear.
Isn't that
but
funny?
Maybe we could, just invite, I think relaxation has a little bit of awkwardness in it, because it starts to, make things wobbly before they come to rest sometimes.
Yes, it
yeah.
does. There's a kind of a little bit of an uncomfortability there. Much like you said with one of the other callers earlier, a sense of safety, you know, I don't perceive it so much as safety, but maybe that's what's under it, that if I rest, something may happen that, you know. So, yeah, there is that getting...
Yeah, and so you're that natural reassuring presence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just in your own way, giving it satsang inside.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you've noticed, but we're really, as soon as we manifest, we're all of it. So we're going to be eloquent and whatever the opposite is. caught all the weird contrasts. I mean, some of them I still don't like, but that's okay.
Well, it was very disconcerting for me in the beginning when I started noticing this about a year ago, but then now it's almost amusing because, while interestingly enough, other people, at least probably maybe out of kindness, claim to understand what I just said, I'm listening too and I'm thinking, what was that? Things just don't seem to flow. That's what it is. They don't flow in the manner in which they used to, which not but that's actually a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it might be that the mind is relaxing its grip, so to speak.
Oh, yes, that resonates when you say that.
And then, you know, there is an awkwardness in the change of sovereignty from the I thought speaking to stillness speaking.
Oh, that so resonates when you say that. Thank you. There it is. Whew, there it is. I just felt it drop out.
Oh, good. I find it, I call it the grace of exhaustion when the mind is, you know, it's been such a noble servant, but it gets a little tired.
Yes. 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 Oh, that's exactly what it is. It's that transition to the, okay. Oh, much better.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much. And you're speaking
you,
at the SAND conference, are you not?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Then I'm going to be coming up to give you a hug.
Oh, wonderful. I look forward.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, dear.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Pamela. This is Craig.
Hey, Craig. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm just, it seems like the earthquake has let go some cheerful bubbles.
Oh, here?
And here, too.
Did you guys feel it down there, San Diego?
No, uh-huh. But I have family in Napa, and they've had, you know, crashing and just some cuts and, you know, one friend's, Carlos's brother's office collapsed in one portion.
Good heavens.
So, yes, I just found out about it this morning. So, and then I was thinking of you in Napa and then hearing your voice and, you know, the bubbling, I thought, all is well.
All is well. Yeah. It was a wild ride. That luckily didn't last too long.
Good. Just here now that I'm talking, I guess I have the nervousness is similar to some of the other people. Just a lot of gratitude as well. Being able to be a part of a group where you know, we're all looking for the truth and seeking that rooted strength. And it's sort of strange here as well because, one, there's the nervousness of talking on the phone, but also my family is outside and it's sunny and they're kind of playing and talking. And so I, you know, with the phone, it makes it much easier to sort of leave the group and they're, should I disconnect? But I don't want to disconnect. And they're out there. Do I want to be with them or do I want to be with this group? And
you could completely uncontain your formlessness and then you could be with everyone.
I think I was doing that some.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny because I was realizing that when I'm there physically physically there, that it changes the situation, the dynamic of the group. And so it was nice to be able to, I'm like here in another room and sort of appreciate the dynamic that's going on with those people without me there.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Right? So,
yeah, you're the background that's just noticing and enjoying them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that we can have it all, you see. It's not either or the way the mind thought. Big love.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's funny, there's a little bit of tightness in my stomach, and I don't know if it's just the nervousness of, talking on the phone or talking to a group of 30-some-odd people.
Can we go be with that tightness?
Sure.
Just in case there's treasure there.
Yeah, so, of course, I've been still on the yoga asana journey and doing a lot of Ashtanga, very vigorous yoga. So that's kind of the first thing that came up was it's so much about the bandhas, Uddiyana bandha, Mula bandha, and really strength to do all these asanas. It's pretty physically demanding. So that was the first thought was, Uddiyana bandha. just that physical, right, strength.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's that which holds everything. Substratum strength.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just trying to control that part of the body, in the yoga practice, you're breathing more into the chest so that you're really supporting the core of your body, and then the chest ends up being light and being able to draw in air deeper while you're still supporting the weight of your body. And then I think, in some situations, I just want that to relax and be able to
part
into my belly.
Yeah. Yeah, we want strength to notice itself as formless, deep relaxation, and mountain strength, embodied strength. Yeah, so just bowing to it, and then it can notice that.
And then there's this other thing that comes up, that what I'm saying is stupid. It's funny.
That's our judgment app. It's sort of app.
One of the other speakers, I don't remember her name, right before me, she was saying that when she talks, she, it's like the words just come out and they feel so strange and odd and awkward. And I get that a lot. Like, I was with a friend last night, an old friend, and I had that feeling. I started to talk, to share, and it was like everything that came out just seemed so odd and disconnected, and it was, It was very strange. So oh. There's a little bit of that now, just talking, but it just doesn't really seem real. You know?
But maybe just honoring, it's usually just something in the body-mind, some fatigue or some even excitement sometimes.
Mm.
Just invite everything to notice it's okay to be awkward and graceful. It's very much what our friend Chris just spoke from Cyprus. He said about the performance thing.
Mm.
Yeah, so this that we are, it doesn't need to perform anymore. Can just be its own quirky self. That's why they call it freedom. Maybe it's freedom to be quirky.
Yeah, like I can really help being quirky.
I know. That's how it is.
Yeah, it's serious. Cool. It's so nice to hear your voice, and I'm so happy that you're okay with the earthquake, and that it's just, everything's wonderful, and practicing, and going deeper, and learning every day.
Yeah, thank you, dear.
And thank you, everyone, for being here.
Yeah, thank all of us. Yay!
Bye, Pamela.
Bye, Craig. So we have enough timelessness for one more sage.
Hey, Pamela, this is Lawrence.
Hey, Lawrence.
I just wanted to give an appreciation to you. This has been a real beautiful satsang over here, and I just wanted to share this one little metaphor.
Wonderful.
I've been playing around with espresso.
Oh, brave man.
And with the espresso, you tweak the grind a little bit, and suddenly these sweet, rich chocolate flavors come out.
Oh.
And then on top of that, these fruit flavors appear, and then suddenly a brightness appears, and these layers kind of play with each other and with aftertastes. And I just wanted to say that you're our barista.
The barista.
You're bringing us this incredible, complex, wonderful, tapestry of flavors.
Well, I need all my friends in order to do that.
And it's just, I'm in awe every time I listen, and in such deep, reverent appreciation for the dance. And you're teaching me to kind of dance with love a little bit, you know, and I can't tell you. So sweet, thanks.
Bowing to you, dear Lawrence.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. So just an invitation to honor within for no reason. So
sort of like substratum just bows to its own embodiment, life bows to its own unique embodiment. It's very, very rare that we honor ourselves. And it just allows everything to bloom and balance itself in no time at all. So thank you very much for all that. And I also wish to thank Tao and East Bay Open Circle for hosting us, and to all the sages on the call and all over the world, all over the galaxies.
Mm.
Thank you for being. Yes. Thank you, Pamela. And we have more Telesat songs coming up with Pamela on August 31st, and also in September on 14th and 28th. And we have a Telesat song with Unmani on September 7th, and a Web Sat song with John Burney on September 21st. And Pamela, I don't know if you want to mention anything else in your schedule.
We have women's gatherings in San Rafael on Saturdays twice a month. And then next week, if you're in the Bay Area, or if you're even inclined to visit, we have Satsang in San Rafael on the 26th of August and Berkeley Satsang on the 28th.
Yeah,
that's about it.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. I will go ahead and I guess and put maybe people can unmute themselves. I've noticed sometimes at the end when I unmute everyone there is some echoing happening, and we had that at the beginning of this call, and perhaps if people have headset or they're on speakerphone or something, they could take that off and just be on a regular handset and unmute themselves to all say goodbye together.
Good idea.
Bye, Pamela.
Bye, Pamela.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you, everyone, for the wonderful call.
Pamela, have a wonderful week.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Bye, Mary.
Bye, sweetness.
Thank all of us. Yay! All right, dears. I'm going to sign off now.
Much love.
Toodles. Much love.
Love, Pamela. Thank you so much.
Hi, Rory.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Okay. Much love.
Yeah.